Federal authorities have detailed material that suggests a possible new link to September 11th. The material was seized as part of an investigation into suspected student visa fraud. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
The investigation involves an exam given by the Educational Testing Service. It's called the Test of English as a Foreign Language. Ray Nicosia, director of test security for ETS, says it's given 800,000 times a year, mostly to foreign students who want to study in the U.S.
It makes the college comfortable that this person has the English proficiency level to sit in a college class, albeit undergraduate or graduate school, and they can follow the instructions of a professor speaking in English.
About a year and a half ago, Nicosia says ETS began to notice similarities in some of the test answers and the test takers and conducted an investigation. He says pretty soon the company identified two people it calls professional test takers.
This is somebody who will take a test for a fee for more than one person. We worked the investigation for about 4 or 5 months, and then when we had the solid evidence of mail fraud being committed, we brought in the postal inspectors and turned over the case to them about a year ago.
Once the government took over, what began as an investigation of a couple of people quickly grew into a much larger probe, one federal prosecutors now say may involve as many as 130 people. This week, agents arrested more than 60 people in 13 states. The investigation into student cheating also turned up some material that suggests possible links to the September 11th hijackings. In documents filed in federal court in Norfolk, Virginia, authorities detailed some of the seized material. The documents included search warrants that had been placed under seal but were mistakenly made available to the press and the public. The warrants include details about a home searched last December. That search turned up a flight manual and photos of men standing inside and outside of the World Trade Center. Investigators also found a drawing of a plane striking one of the World Trade Center towers and a postcard with an aerial view of the Pentagon. They also found videos titled Incredible Air Disasters and Incredible Water Disasters. In addition, agents seized a datebook with a single entry, September 11th. In poor grammar, the entry reads, quote, tracked the World Trade Center or the Pentagon, tracked for the plane. The U.S. Attorney's Office in New Jersey, which is conducting the visa fraud investigation, says it has no comment on the search warrants and won't say if it's discovered any links to terrorism. They do say more arrests are expected. Greg Allen, NPR News, Washington.